And finally, this evening, we return to the Papal Summer Retreat and the Holy Father's Angelus Prayer with the faithful and the tourists gathered there ahead of the traditional Angelus Prayer with the faithful who were gathered in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace at Castel Gandolfo. Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the Sunday Gospel reading, which this week was taken from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. Here are the Holy Father's English language remarks.
I welcome the English-speaking pilgrims here at Castel Gandolfo and in Rome. Dear friends, into this gospel Jesus calls us to be not only open-hearted, but also firm in our opposition to what is dishonest or evil. May God grant us to be both generous to others and steadfast in living a life of purity and integrity. Upon you and your loved ones, and works the strength and peace of Christ the Lord.
One of the many pilgrims on hand for the traditional prayer of Marian devotion was Jesuit Father David Brown from New Orleans in the United States.
He, in his capacity as leader of our church, of the body of Christ, and of course being guided in his ministry by the help of the Holy Spirit, it is a time to benefit from the Pope's closeness here, so to hear the spiritual wisdom that he has to offer. And also just the benefit of his presence, of being the man who unites and guides our church, as serves as a source of unity for our Christians, for everyone to come together to pray with him and for him, is something that deepens our faith and something that always gives us a very concrete reminder of the visibility of the church and certainly of the nearness of Christ, and how the Pope is a man with the office of leading people to Jesus, of spreading the gospel.